With SRN News, I'm John Scott. More than 100 people have been killed in Gaza in an Israeli airstrike, while the number of Israeli soldiers killed in combat over the weekend rose to 17. Correspondent Julie Walker with a report.
Israeli troops launch rockets at central Gaza, including the Al-Maghazi refugee camp. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said last week the war would continue until Hamas is eliminated. Meanwhile, Egypt is proposing an end to the war with a ceasefire, a phased hostage release, and the creation of a Palestinian government of experts, which would administer the Gaza Strip and occupied West Bank, according to a senior Egyptian official and a European diplomat. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, on the economic front, Americans are expected to spend nearly $30 billion on gift cards this holiday season.
Did you get a gift card for Christmas? After clothing, gift cards are the most popular present this holiday season. But a lot of us just put them in the drawer and forget about them. So here's something you may want to know. There could be expiration dates or inactivity fees on those cards that vary by state, though there's also a federal law that says a gift card can't expire for 5 years. But some cards start piling up inactivity fees if they're not used for a year. Bankrate found that 47% of U.S. adults had at least one unspent gift card or voucher with an average value of $187. That's a total of $23 billion. I'm Rita Foley.
On Friday, Wall Street closed its eighth straight winning week. Data released Friday showed spending by U.S. consumers unexpectedly rose during the month. Wall Street closed today for Christmas, reopens Tuesday. This is SRN News. A new poll about heaven and hell.
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans whether they believe in either place. 71% of adults say yes, they do think that heaven exists. 61% believe in hell. Meanwhile, the survey also reveals that more than 1 in 4 respondents are convinced that when people die, they come back. 27% think that reincarnation exists, and that after this life, they'll get another one, and another, and another. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion expected to remain a major issue in politics, policy, and the courts in the U.S. in 2024, even though most of the states that were expected to impose restrictions have already done so. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion-related questions have been on the ballot in 7 states, and the pro-abortion side has prevailed in all of them. This is SRN News. Chinese Christians celebrating Christmas Day have been urged by the country's Communist Party's chief political official not to forget that they live in a socialist country with its own traditions.
Chinese companies make many of the world's Christmas toys and decorations, and it's not widely celebrated there as a festival. In China, Christmas Day is a working day, but there are millions of Chinese Christians for whom this is an important time, and the Communist Party's chief theorist has reminded them that religious rites have to abide by Chinese law and fit in with the country's traditions. China's leader Xi Jinping wants to make all religions more Chinese, wherever they came from.
BBC correspondent Michael Bristow. As Afghan schoolgirls finish 6th grade, their education is over. Under Taliban rule, girls are barred from school beyond 6th grade. The Taliban have also barred women from jobs. More details at SRNnews.com.